Welcome to Decoding Education. The mission of Decoding Education is to answer the most common questions you have about schools, resources, and navigating the system. We will present to you viewpoints from teachers, students, and parents so you get multiple perspectives. We will bring in psychologists, special ed teachers who can give you insights on the resources available. As an educator and active research practitioner, I can share insights from neuroscience that relate to the best ways to learn, remember, and cope with anxiety. Send us questions and we will have answers for you. The goal is to be a community resource. The decoding team will help you find solutions, connect you to experts, and help with parent advocacy. The American school system is broad, multi-layered, and multi-tiered. There are at least 100 or more curriculums for each grade. Let us help you with understanding your rights and helping your child. So let me begin by answering the first question that was posed to us. What are the educational goals in America? To that I'll say, if we examine world history, education used to be the domain of religious institutions. However, the current supremacy of the American college education makes us sometimes believe that education was always superior to a country like ancient India. In fact, India has a much richer heritage in terms of education, going way back to the Gurukul system. But it was an oral transmission system, Mubole, which means one person to the other, and the domain of the privileged caste. The lack of documentation of the instructional strategies and the lack of transparency makes it difficult to appreciate the wisdom in some practices. We shall save that for another show on comparative education. But coming back to America, formal education was a byproduct of World War I and the Industrial Revolution. Mass schooling was seen as a solution to foster common ideology and create skilled workers for the factory. So basic skills, reading, writing, and math, were identified as the skills for mass schooling. Over time, mass schooling was introduced in every state to build the workforce. As you know, with every new president, healthcare and education are in their agenda. The latest educational reform is the introduction of the core curriculum standards with the hope of having a uniform standard for the whole country. These core curriculum standards are broad, and textbook and curriculum publishers have used these as guidelines to publish different levels of curriculums. How can a parent know what skill sets should a fourth grader demonstrate in reading, writing, math, science, and social studies to be proficient? Again, the National Assessment of Educational Progress is a valuable site for every parent to understand the expectations of the educational system at the state level. Federal funding of states' educational programs is based on the NAEP report cards. For parents, you will find unbiased information to help you understand terminology. It explains that proficiency means getting 50% out of 100. Advanced proficiency means 61%, and mastery means getting more than 80%. Stay tuned to hear from teachers, students, and parents who share their tips with you on decoding education in schools.